How long has she had these demons? Way back yonder, when that second husband, that first husband, when she got into unforgiveness, she picked up this demon. So all these children's life, they've seen mother with a demon. Now, the last few months, they've seen her with a demon in control of her. And so she's not loving, kind, or nothing. She won't go nowhere, won't do nothing, won't go shopping. But after I left that afternoon, she told her husband, said, honey, why don't let's go shopping? I feel like going somewhere. So said, we went shopping Sunday afternoon and said, when we got home, all four of the boys come to me and said, Daddy, we don't know who this woman is. Mother has never been so loving and kind to us. This is not our mother. That our mother was mean. But now once the devil's gone, she's loving and sweet. And do these boys love it? Oh, they love it. Let me tell you, everybody will love you better when you get rid of all your devils. And that's what's wrong with too many people in the church today. They have demons. You know that? And how did they get them? Unforgiveness. It's amazing how easy God can deliver you from these demons. Now then, to give you another example how these demons work, Cheryl and I was out in Hobbs, New Mexico about a year ago, and there was a woman came up for prayer. And when she came up, I said, ma'am, what can we pray for you for? She said, for 12 years, I've had excruciating pain in my right hip and my right leg. Cheryl immediately looked over and said, do you have unforgiveness towards your husband? Now see, how could she know that possibly? Well, the Spirit of God can reveal it to her, or she's just learned that any time man or woman has a problem on your right side, you have a problem with a male. Now, if you have a problem on your left side, you have a problem with a female. That we've just come to realize this in all these years in the healing ministry. So when she had the problem with her right hip and her right leg, Cheryl said, you have unforgiveness toward your husband? And the daughter that was there with her, who looks like she's 45 or 50 years old, she said, Cheryl, did you hit Mama right between the eyes? Said, yes, Mama has an unforgiveness toward Daddy, has for years. But she said, her brother-in-law, Leroy, she even has a worse grudge against Leroy. I said, ma'am, are you willing to forgive your husband? I said, do you know that you have a demon sent to you from God? What? I said, yes, ma'am. This is a demon in your backside and your leg. I said, now, if you will repent and forgive your husband, then the Lord will take away this demon. So she said, okay, Lord, I forgive my husband. I promise to love him. I said, now, how about Leroy? Do I have to go tell him? I said, ma'am, I think it would make the Lord extremely happy if when you got home, if you'd walked up to Leroy, put your hand on Leroy's shoulder and look him right in the eye and say, Leroy, I've just learned that Jesus says I have to forgive you and I have to love you. So I don't care what you do to me from this day forth. I'm just going to love you because Jesus told me to do it. I said, will you do that? She said, I'll do it. Oh, she said. I said, what happened? I don't believe this. She said, that pain that was in my right hip, my right leg just left. Isn't that amazing? That when she just done what God said, He delivered. I didn't even get to pray for her, brother. Isn't that something? That God loved this woman so much, His daughter, He wanted to set her free. All He's waiting for her to do was repent of her sins. So she walks around there for 30 minutes while Cheryl and I prayed for other women and men. And a little while she come back up, she said, Pastor, my daughter and I are going home. But she said, I got something to say to you before I leave. She said, there wasn't neither one of them boys worth that 12 years worth of pain. Isn't that something? It didn't make it what they did. How many women today have a grudge against their husband, or how many husbands have a grudge against their wife, and yet it's their unforgiveness that causes a tormenting spirit to come to them? And many of them never learn what it happens. Now, let's go to that scripture in... Matthew 18, verse 21 through 35, and I want to go through these scriptures with you, talking about this unforgiveness. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. I want you to see what happens to us as Christians when we disobey God. Matthew chapter 18. In fact, let's just start at verse 19, Matthew 18, 19, right quick, and I'll show you a promise right in front of this. Look at Matthew 18, 19. Again I say unto you, now this is Jesus talking, by the way. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Does that look like a blank check given to you from God? That's an awesome promise, isn't it? If there's one, two, and you two are walking in obedience to God's word, what can you get from God? Anything you need. But you got to be walking obedient to his word. That's the secret, right? You got to be walking in love. You got to be doing what the Lord says. But he says there, again I say that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. I have used that verse in the last 20 years. For I couldn't even begin to tell you the things I've seen God do with that verse. You too, right, Sharon? Yeah, Sharon's used that verse. I mean, Cheryl's used that verse. Pat's used that verse. Dave's used that verse. We've all used this verse. And Eldon and Nancy have used this verse. And it just works when you're walking in obedience to God's word. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Now then, when you lose it with somebody, or you sin somehow, or if you happen to be this young man that I was talking about a while ago, this 22-year-old that's got this young girl pregnant, every time that couple goes to bed together in sin, guess who's standing there watching them? Jesus. He knows everything you're doing. You know, that will almost shake you when you stop and think, I would not want a man or a woman or anybody else in here. I'm fixing to take a shower and I'm going to be completely, totally naked. Well, let me tell you, guess who's standing in the shower with you? Jesus is standing in the shower with you. He knows everything you do, doesn't he? So let everything you do glorify the King. You know, as long as... Now, God, you know, God is the one that made sex. He made a man and a woman. He made a male and female. But he made a way for sex to be done between a married man and a married woman that are married to each other. That's the way he made it, right? And then he says the marriage bed is undefiled. You know, so a man and woman can go to bed together and have sex together and have all the sex they want and never, ever have any kind of venereal disease or nothing like that. The woman will never have to worry about uterus cancer or none of those kinds of things. As long as you do it the way God says do it. Now, there's things people do that are Christian today in the marriage bed that I don't think glorify God. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. But always remember, when you go to bed with your mate, God is there watching you. So whatever you do, don't do wicked things in your marriage bed. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. The normal way for a man and a woman, the normal way to have sex is face to face, stomach to stomach. That's the way you have sex under normal conditions. And I believe that's the way God made it. And I believe that's what He blesses. Now, there's other things that they do that I don't think God blesses it at all. In fact, one of the things I think will bring unclean demons quicker than anything in the world is oral sex. I think that's unclean. I think that's what Paul's talking about when he's talking about lasciviousness or wicked things. And I wouldn't do that under no conditions for nobody. I don't believe in it. You can do whatever you want to. I get my prayers answered, and I'm not involved in oral sex, I guarantee. I ain't going to do it. So some people say, well, it's okay. Well, okay, you get your prayers answered? I remember a man came here to a healing school one time. He said, Thurman, I absolutely cannot get my prayers answered. I said, well, you're sinning some way. I said, God withholds no good things from his children that obey him. I said, what do you do for a living? He said, I'm a truck driver. I said, oh, do you drive the speed limit all the time? The speed limit? He said, you can't make a living driving a truck and driving the speed limit. I said, there's your sin. There's your sin. I said, repent and start driving the speed limit, and I believe God will answer your prayer. Only a month later or so, he was back at church. He said, Thurman, I left here that day and told God how sorry I was that I've broken the speed laws all this time. Did God say obey the laws of the land? Do you think that includes speed limit? If the speed limit's 60, do you think he meant for you to drive 70? No. If the speed limit's 60, drive 60. If it's 70, drive 70. You know, if it's 40, drive 40. But obey the laws of the land. Well, a few weeks or a month or two, whatever it was later, he come busting back in church one day and said, Thurman, it worked. I said, what do you mean? He said, I repented that day, told God I'm sorry. I promised him I'd drive the speed limit. He said, I have not broken a speed law since that day. And he said, after about 2 weeks of obeying the law, I started praying and asking God for things, and he's given me everything I asked for since then. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing how God withholds no good things from those that obey him? Even a speed limit. I got to drive the speed limit? Well, that might have been one of the reasons why I didn't get no prayers answered when I was young, because I didn't know what speed limit was. You know, I was a normal young man. I didn't know. I just drove fast. I liked to drive fast. But was I breaking the law? Oh, yeah. Did I pay for it? Yeah, lots of ways. Tickets. Driver's license taken away from me 2 times. I was a hard learner. I walked for a whole year. That really got my attention. If I wanted to go somewhere, somebody else had to drive me. You talk about a 19-year-old boy that was a race driver and a car builder and everything else and run a garage, and I couldn't even go drive test a car. And that, except on the parking lot. I thought, isn't that something? So, I mean, I've been stupid in my life. Praise God. I hope I'm not quite that stupid anymore, but I used to be stupid. But all I can say is some of you men in here were, and maybe some of you girls too, were just as dumb as I was. So we all done some dumb things in our life. But verse 21, let's get into this unforgiveness thing here. Verse 21 and 22.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.